The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
In this episode, you'll hear us Hawaii-born and raised folks freaking out about fall foliage because you can never see that stuff in Hawaii. And we're just hanging out, talking about other Thanksgiving-related stuff like food and cooking. And we have a bonus, a Thanksgiving playlist for you with a twist. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving season. We're deep into the fall.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I just love it. I absolutely love it. What do you feel? How are you feeling, Toast?
Well, because we're recording this ahead of time, I am feeling like I wonder what it's going to be like when this episode actually publishes. Because so much will have happened by then. You know, the
right.
Elections,
the
midterms,
true.
Which
yes.
when we're recording now, mm-hmm. you know, the elections haven't happened yet. So,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm like killing the vibe by saying
You kind of are killing the vibe, but I can remember when we first moved into this house last year mm-hmm. that, it was just so beautiful with all the fall leaves our yard. Like we have this one tree that's it's a maple tree, right? Mm-hmm. And the colors of the leaves are incredible. Yes. And it's right near our, we have a pretty large deck on that side of the house and it's right near that deck. So when the leaves fall off the tree, you see beautifully patterned fall color leaves of all different, different shades. So you'll see yellow, you'll see orange, you'll see a brown one that's an older one all on the deck. And it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're going to have to share a photo probably. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I just remember being just charmed and I don't know what other words, but it just felt completely magical to see the fall colors mm-hmm. because you know you and I right we're born and raised in Hawaii mm-hmm. and we have colors there. It's just not autumn colors.
There's one color, green. Maybe blue for the ocean, but
yeah.
Yes,
so as vibrant as those colors are mm-hmm. and beautiful, the tropical colors, but yeah, seeing
it's
the fall
different.
Stuff just turn is just, oh my God,
it's spectacular.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then,
it was actually distracting, like to drive and see, just drive through the forests around here. She's like, what?
And then when it does snow here, mm-hmm. that's a whole other level of magical.
Yeah.
Because it's so quiet. Mm-hmm. The snow is absorbing all the sounds you normally hear. Mm-hmm. And when you see just this white everywhere, everything is too bright, you know, you can't. It's just, mm-hmm. it's so incredibly magical.
We so appreciate it. And the people who have grown up, like, because, you know, like, I have a friend who grew up in the Midwest and they're like, oh, fall is coming. Oh, no. I mean, I learned my lesson because last year I didn't wash and polish the car before fall. And then, you know, once winter comes and it's just cold and it's freezing out there. And it's like, I'm not going to wash the car. I wimped out. When we first moved, I did it. When we first moved to Portland, I did it. But I checked the forecast and I'm like, okay, this might be one of the last weekends I have to wash the car and get it protected before all of the leaves and dust starts blowing around with the winds. And yeah, I spent 2.5 hours out there. doing that.
Well, okay. So normally for Thanksgiving, let's talk a little bit about the food.
Got to talk about the food, man.
I mean, you know, being born and raised in Hawaii, everything is about food. everything, every single thing.
Well, like,
Hawaii,
I think
people,
that's true with a lot of other
lot
cultures,
of cultures
too, though.
But Hawaii people, like, come on now, Hawaii people.
Well, okay,
we always have the tote bag of snacks. And when you know you're going to be convening with other Hawaii people, you are making sure you bring that tote bag of snacks. Like, for instance, I'm going to give a quick example of just how Hawaii people are. So my brother graduated from USC, and it's an ordeal to go to a USC graduation because of the traffic, because of the parking, because of the then trekking from wherever you parked to the actual ceremony. So it's a big thing. And
this
you need
well
to go
before
early.
COVID.
This is before COVID. You need to go early. You need to go get your seats. So anyways, we're there. We made it. We trekked it.
We sat our ass down.
My stepmom has her giant tote bag of snacks. We have our own bag of snacks. We go there. Just so happens, two rows ahead of us, more Hawaii people, because they have their tote bag of snacks, and everyone is sharing their snacks. Like that, I don't know if that's other cultures sharing the
tote
bag of snacks.
Yeah, maybe not to that degree.
No, it's all about food and sharing, and celebrations have everything to do with all the different kinds of foods.
Well, I will share something that probably would not have been shared in very polite company.
Oh, what is this?
In mixed company.
Mixed company? So
yes.
Non-Hawaii
so let
people?
Me, right.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So you're about to hear is like some insider, old-time Hawaii,
uh-oh,
like behind-the-curtain of remarks that you would have heard.
Oh, okay? My gosh. What? I'm getting nervous.
Well, when I say old-time, I mean like, I guess
20 years ago?
70s, 80s? No, pretty old-time.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it's still the same, but I would bet it is. Okay. So here it is. When you're in the company of locals only, okay, so you're in a room of people who are born and raised in Hawaii with deep roots in Hawaii, going back generations, right?
Okay.
People, these are all Hawaii locals. And they're talking about non-locals.
Oh,
you know, newcomers.
No.
You know, newcomers to the island.
All right.
Okay. Also known as haoles, right? Caucasians. And the joke was always that if a haole person invites you to their house and
I'm having anxiety.
And they're having,
with you sharing this
they're having a social gathering.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a Tupperware party back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or Avon, you know?
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know.
Oh, I know
maybe
what you're
going to
say.
Maybe a birthday party or a birthday party or something. But a social gathering. And it's being hosted by the haole family, who's not local. They're going to have at their party, like, cheese and crackers. And that's, you know, that's normal, I guess, on the mainland in most places. But in Hawaii, that's kind of like, if you go to a local gathering.
God, no.
It's
local
cheese
people.
And crackers? Oh, no.
Yeah, no, because
you
we
need
to
have,
eat.
Like,
no.
A big pot of white rice.
There's going
to
be,
okay. Next, you need to have like,
here's going
to, chili.
You need to have noodles. You need to have the platter of sushi.
Yeah.
You need to have, someone's going to make the Comstock blueberry cheesecake on the graham cracker crust in the giant 9x11 thing.
Yeah.
Cut in squares. And if you're lucky and you have an aunt from back in the day, there's going to be rainbow jello.
Oh, yeah. Rainbow jello. Remember?
Right?
This was back in the jello mold days, right? 70s, 80s.
It's just
so anyway,
different.
So that was always kind of like that illustrates the difference in terms of food, right? From the local culture versus the non-local culture.
It's very, very food centric. And if you ever go to a party in Hawaii and they say, oh, no, we're not, sir, it's just pupus, which is like hors d'oeuvres.
That's
trust
a Hawaiian
me.
Word for appetizers or hors d'oeuvres.
Trust me,
pupus.
You will be filled on those pupus, those hors d'oeuvres, because it's not going to be, because hors d'oeuvres, you would think cheese and crackers, hors d'oeuvres.
Cheese,
a little,
crackers,
nuts.
Vegetable sticks.
Right. crudité, all that
crudité.
Stuff. That's what you're going to think.
Crudites.
But in Hawaii, no, you will have the noodles. You will have, it will still be a feast, even if it's just appetizers. No. Nope.
So that's what.
So anyways, yeah. So when we think of Thanksgiving and all the things to be grateful for, I am very grateful for our common culture toast, mm-hmm. you and me. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful we have that. And I'm also so grateful that, you know, even though COVID is horrible and, you know, Toast and I have lost a lot of people from COVID.
Yeah.
We really, really have. And it's been tough. And some people, I think, have, you know, we're still here with the variants, right? We are still here with the variants. And no one ever thought it would go this long, I think.
I sure didn't.
Yeah.
I remember when it first started. Mm-hmm. And I was like taking screenshots of like, look at what's in the news. And
yeah, it was pretty,
you know, because this is a moment crazy. In time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how over the course of 2 to 3 years, it's like you look back and it's like, oh, we turned a corner, like collectively, you mm-hmm. know, like the world yeah. fell off a cliff and it's not going back to that wasn't just a moment in time.
Right.
That was an aberration. It's like, oh, that's the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah. you know, for some of our, like, people that know us and, you know, we've definitely held certain protocols. And so sometimes people don't understand that we still have certain protocols in place. But it really comes from, I think, everyone they've just had their own experiences with COVID, and a lot of people right. haven't been so directly impacted, meaning no one they know has died. Mm. And for us, since we've known many people to have passed from COVID, complications from COVID, all different kinds of things, for us, because of that, I mean, that's definitely impacted us, and we've kept certain protocols in place. But anyways, all that to say, the certain things that have come out of COVID, I will say one really positive thing for us has been truly cooking at home more.
Amazing. Yeah.
You know, where it was very common for us on a busy day, working all the stuff, just grabbing something frozen from Trader Joe's. Delicious, yummy, yes. But, you know, full of like whatever things in there, not even organic, whatever it is, and just heating that up and okay, this is dinner. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. You know, not everyone has time and whatever. But as hard as it was to really like wean off of convenience foods and cook from scratch, like now it's a habit. And I'm yeah, so grateful for that.
Yeah. I really have now an understanding that kind of when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
Kind of like a visceral knowledge of like how special it is to go out to eat.
Yes. Now we have such an appreciation.
To a restaurant. And like, mm-hmm. I remember my parents and especially my grandparents talking about how when they were growing up, it's like you only go to a restaurant
for a special occasion.
For like somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
You don't just go.
Yeah.
And then right. being able to have like a soda,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, like that's special.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because
now when we order out,
I don't feel like cooking.
Yeah. And now we order, we, it's really like, ooh, we're so like
yeah,
appreciative because we might do it once a month ordering mm-hmm. in maybe.
I don't know. I have to check our...
Yeah, our YNAB. But anyways, all that to say, like, I'm just so grateful for all that we've all collectively gone through, what we've gone through individually. I'm just so grateful for just making it through mm-hmm. every step, right? Sometimes you think, oh my God, everything's so hard. And how do we just make it through the next thing and the next thing and the next thing? And here we are so many years later now. Since 2020, March of 2020, here we are so many years later, having another holiday. And I'm just so grateful we're even here to, we're here in health, being able to record this podcast and all of it. So
yeah.
Anyways, but.
And the way that just relationships have evolved and.
Yes. And, oh my gosh.
I guess shown themselves to be what they are, because it is interesting experiencing the dynamics between of relationships, right? Depending on who they are, and especially, yeah, based on all the controversy regarding vaccines and masking
everything,
and social distancing or not, and wanting to get together.
And staying healthy with the actual connections from with loved ones. Like, you need the connections. And so anyways, normally for Thanksgiving, we are the type who... since our family isn't where we're not with our family, and no, we never have been the type to travel home during the height of the season. Crazy, where you're spending like, you know, double the price and et cetera, et cetera. So normally we are cooking a feast and inviting our friends who are also like us and they're strays.
Yeah,
they don't have family in the area. So normally that's what we're doing on Thanksgiving. But with the past several Thanksgivings, we haven't been doing that.
Yeah, so the before times, that's what we did.
Before times. So we're going to see what it's like this year, since we're recording this a little ahead. But what we thought would be really nice to share with all of you is Toast made a Thanksgiving playlist. Was it last year or the year before that? Do you
remember
when it was?
I don't know if I think it may have been 2020.
Okay.
I don't know.
Toast started creating these playlists, sort of like coping mechanism,
totally,
as well as like being creative and channeling when everything felt so out of control when COVID started and all of that. But she has this Thanksgiving playlist, and did you want to talk about a few of the songs that you have?
Yeah,
and then we'll link the playlist here.
So the playlist is called Thanksgiving 100 Years Ago, and you know, I
love that picture.
It's totally for like history nerds and music nerds, because one of the things that making these playlists did for me was it was a real history education. Like, because I'm a nerd, like, I'll research things like, okay, let's learn about Thanksgiving. And I learned Thanksgiving first became a national holiday in the midst of the Civil War. And when President Lincoln, his plea to Americans was to heal the wounds of the nation. And Thanksgiving was originally set for the last Thursday in November, but it was moved up a week earlier in 1939 during FDR, Franklin Roosevelt's presidency, because they wanted to try and help the economy. So they say they moved it up a week. But then in 1941, it was moved back. And to this day, it is the fourth Thursday in November. But that was the history of Thanksgiving. So
who would have known that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you
did. I mean, I knew it in a vague way, but I was like, I want to research this. Okay, so we'll put the link to the playlist in the show notes. But I have a list of all the songs on it by year. And the songs, what I did was I tried to find songs that just carried the theme of home or autumn, or about gathering together, about songs about good cooking, and songs that were just about being grateful for simple things.
Does it go chronological by date?
It does not.
Okay, because I know some of yours do.
No, so those do not.
Okay.
This one doesn't, but I just limited it to songs that were from the generation that saw World War One and the Great Depression and Jim Crow and World War Two, you know, that's it. So I tried to pick songs that were songs from that time. So that generation would be like, these are our songs. Just like how when we hear 80s songs, we're like, that's our time, you know? So just to share, the earliest song on the playlist is from 1920.
Wow.
And it's called Look for the Silver Lining by an artist, a popular artist of that time. So kind of like, you know, the Janet Jackson of that time.
Okay.
Her name is Marian Harris. So that's the earliest one. And then the latest one on the playlist is from 1960. And it was a little later than I wanted it to be, but this song was just so cute.
Aww.
You got to hear it. Oh my God, it's such a cute song. So clever. And it's called Rhode Island is Famous for You.
Oh.
Weird title, right?
Yeah.
The artist's name is Blossom Deary. That's her name.
Oh, well, that's a cute name.
I know. And her voice, like her tone, her voice is really like Cyndi Lauper's, kind of, if you listen to it. It's just like, oh my God, it's just freaking cute. She names all these different states. And that's why I included it, because it's, again, it's just so freaking cute. I was like, it has to be on there. And all the states, it just makes me think of, like, you know, traveling to be with your family and just this whole, the whole country coming together. And anyways, okay. So Rhode Island is Famous for You. And then another one that's on the playlist that everybody's probably heard of is from 1946 by Dinah Shore. It's called Shoo Fly Pie, An Apple Pan Dowdy. Shoo Fly Pie, An Apple Pan Dowdy. And I was like, what is Shoo Fly Pie?
What is it?
These are actual things. Shoo Fly Pie is a molasses pie. This is all according to Wikipedia. I don't know this. I'm just reciting what Wikipedia says. But okay. It's molasses pie common to both Pennsylvania Dutch, Amish, and also to Southern cooking.
Wow.
Apple Pan Dowdy is a baked apple pastry traditionally associated with Pennsylvania Dutch cooking. So I was like, huh.
A pastry. So like a turnover?
I don't know.
Style?
I'm just reading what Wikipedia told me, okay. But it sounds really good. So it's a bunch of songs, yeah, about cooking and gathering together.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah. So if you want to put yourself into as much as you possibly can, if you want to go into a time machine and just feel like you're surrounded as much as you can be by the Thanksgiving of the generation from 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is the playlist for you.
Oh, I love that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so funny because I'll put on, put on, you know, my playlists and it's like Sienna comes in. It's like, oh my God, what are, this fuddy-duddy music. But see, she got used to it.
I never say fuddy-duddy music.
No, you haven't said fuddy-duddy music, but it's funny because, yeah, she'll get used to it. She's like, oh, toast listening to those playlists again. I used to do it way more. I haven't done it.
You know, when you were totally doing it.
A lot.
I felt concerned. I was like, oh, no. Like, is this kind of, like, this, it was starting to feel like a horror movie. Or like a horror.
Because I lost my mind?
A horror slash thriller, psychological thriller, or where you're just in your office and I'm hearing these songs and it's like you were going to disappear one day because you're transported to a different time. Mm. Like you're so not wanting to be present and here. Mm. You're going to just, I'm going to walk in there one day and you're just poof, like you're not there.
It's going to be like, remember that movie, like Back to the Future?
Going on. Yeah.
And then Michael J. Fox is looking at his hand and it's disappearing in front of him like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
hey, I support this. Like if it feels good to you, and I do love some of the songs, but I will say there are some songs that just sonically to me is just, it's just not pleasing. And that's okay.
Sonically,
right?
Do you mean like
whether how it's mixed or the voice of that time?
Okay.
Where I can't even get past the tone of it, but because you've chosen it, you've researched it, you have a deeper appreciation for a particular track. Mm-hmm. I don't have all that knowledge.
Right.
So all I'm hearing is it radiating from the kitchen as you're cooking. Right. And so I'm like, oh God, like, can we fast forward this one song?
Yeah.
So, but on the whole, no, I think like I love a lot of the music, like especially I would say, I think not so much from like the 20s. I think more from the 40s. Like
40s.
The 20s just kind of, just from what
it's creepy.
What I've heard from coming from the kitchen or your office, it was just such a different time and appreciation of different kinds of vocal sounds.
Well, I think too, especially when you're talking sonically, the technology was different.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the technology.
And it's a little scary.
Right.
Like
it can be scary. Yes.
So anyways. But you're so right. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you don't have
with
nightmares
a little touch of horror
from
on
listening
the side.
To this playlist. No, this playlist is pretty safe for people, I think. Anyways, we won't keep this. We won't turn this into a long podcast. We know you have things to do, but we just want to say happy Thanksgiving. We wish for you a beautiful holiday season, whether you are celebrating with family and friends or, you know, celebrating in your own way, whatever you choose to do. We're here with you, and we just wish you and send a lot of love to you.
That's right. All of our love. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be well. And we'll talk with you in the next episode. Until then, as we always say, we hope you live your love story.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries, sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.